So myself, my mother, my father, Raghunath, one other, we went on a ferry across some little part of the Arabian Sea, and then we got off. And this was in 1989. We were walking through a field, through a little path going to these old caves. And as we were walking, suddenly a large male brown monkey jumped right in front of my mother and showed his teeth and screamed. And with his green eyes, he stared in my mother's eyes with such wrath. I used to study monkeys when I lived in the jungle. They are masters at intimidation, even among themselves. They know how to make sounds and make expressions that intimidate somebody so much that usually they don't even have to fight. The person just gets so scared they can exploit in any way they want. So this big male monkey was intimidating my mother, and he was successful, showing his shiny pointed teeth and making these screams and looking at her like he was about to eat her. She was trembling. And then he grabbed her purse. There was a problem. In that purse was all the valuables of my mother and father. Their passports. In those days, their airline tickets, their credit cards, all their cash, my mother's jewelry, everything was in that purse. The monkey pulled, my mother pulled, the monkey pulled, my mother pulled. They were pulling and tugging, and I went to get a stick to try to chase the monkey away, but when he saw I was going for a stick, he went into his emergency mode. And he screamed really loud and jumped right into my mother's face. And kicked her with his hind legs right in the chest. And to say the least, this was culture shock for a lady from the Midwest of America. And she let go of the purse. The monkey took it and ran away, and about a half a block, he climbed up this huge peepal tree and started opening it. My father looked at me and said, "Now what? Everything is in that purse." And my mother looked at me and said, she was trembling. She said, "You brought us here." So I was helpless. The monkey's on that tree. So I closed my eyes and said a little prayer. Because helpless situations can really inspire us to turn to a higher power. And I, "Please, Krishna, help." So I opened my eyes. And I saw just down that little dirt road was a fruit vendor with a push cart. So I ran over to the fruit vendor and I asked him for a banana. I think he wanted 10 rupees for a banana. In those days, you could get about 3 bananas or 5 bananas for a rupee. He wanted 10 rupees, but I didn't have money. My mother didn't have money. My father didn't have money. The monkey had all the money. So I negotiated, and he was very, very firm. So I have to confess, I stole a banana and ran away. He was very angry, started running after me. But then some other monkey jumped on his cart when he went away. So he ran back in order to protect himself from one thief, he let another thief go. And I ran over and I showed the monkey the banana. Do you know what he was doing at that moment? He was passionately chewing on my mother's American Express card. And I threw the banana, and I wasn't good at throwing, which was actually favorable, because the monkey had to jump to get the banana, but as he jumped, he let go of the purse. And I brought it back to my mother. They were so proud of me. My father said, "That was brilliant. You are a genius. You tricked that monkey." And my mother said, "That was so intelligent of you. We didn't know you had so much intelligence." Anyways, they were very proud. And then my monkey took my mother, she took out 10 rupees and said, "Go give it to the fruit vendor." I forgot about that. So the fruit vendor was happy, my parents were happy, I was happy, and I looked up and the monkey was eating that banana. He was very happy. I guess we could call this a win-win solution. Now, why am I telling you this story? The mind is like a monkey. When the mind is affected by the ego, it's always looking to try to get something, to get more fame, to get more prestige, to get more power, to get more money, to get more sensual pleasures. The mind is always jumping from branch to branch, trying to find something else, something more. It's never satisfied. But the Gita says, Param drisva nivartate, if we experience something higher, something deeper, then the mind no longer needs to do all that. What is dharma? What is bhakti? To experience the actual depth of real fulfillment that is within our hearts. Through our love for God, our compassion for others, to experience that we are Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. When we connect to that inner fulfillment, we find so much peace that we don't have to jump around like a monkey. We have a real banana, an everlasting banana of that inner peace, of God's grace. And this is the great contribution of India, and this is the essence of life, to reconnect with that peace within ourself. That love. And in whatever we do in life, to be an instrument of compassion.